This week's parsha is Kisetze, and what's interesting, we're right in the middle now of a Sefer Devarim, and one of the things that occurs pretty frequently in Sefer Devarim is that we know, of course, that often, although not all the time, often there's repetition and review from what has occurred and been said previously in the Torah. But what's always is interesting and noteworthy is when sometimes there are some changes. Some changes a little subtle, and sometimes they're much more obvious, and they seem to be sometimes even contradictory or changing certain details from what we know previously. And each one, warrants a discussion, conversation as to why those changes, adjustments were made. Some of the famous changes, probably the most famous, is in the Aseret HaDibros when it comes to Shabbos, of course, in Sefer Shemos. It's Zachoris Yom HaShabbos LeKadosho, to remember the Shabbos, and then when it's presented in Sefer Devarim in Parshas Veschanan, it's Shamor Yom HaShabbos LeKadosho. It's to guard the Shabbos. And already the Gemara Chazal pick up on this and give an explanation. We've talked about in the past the differences between the stories of the Meraglim, the spies, and how it's presented in Sefer Bamidbar, and how it's presented in Sefer Devarim. And there's a number of other examples. So there's one other that I'd like to share today that emerges from this week's parsha based upon something that we already have learned in Sefer Shemot, Parshas Mishpatim. So first, let's look in this week's parsha. It's in beginning of Perek Chaf Beis. This is Parshas Kitetze, Perek Chaf Beis, Pasuk Aleph. The Torah tells us the following. Lo sireh es shor achicha o es seyo nidachim, bisalamta mehem. The Torah here is discussing laws that govern our relationship with other people. And the Torah says that if you shouldn't see a shor, an ox of your brother, o es seyo nidachim, or his sheep or goat cast off. If you're walking down the street, and all of a sudden, you see a goat, an ox that's just wandering about, and it has a name tag on it, so you know it's from the person down the block. And so the Torah says you shouldn't be salam to man. You shouldn't look the other way. You shouldn't pretend you didn't see it and ignore it. But rather, says the Torah, hashev tishivei lachicha. You got to return it to your brother. And this is the basic requirement of Hashavas Aveda, of returning a lost object, a very well-known law in the Torah. You see something of someone, and it's clearly, you recognize that it's someone from the neighborhood, or you don't know who it is, but there's a siman, there's a sign on it, and you're able to identify who owns it. There's a number, an email, or something. There's a way for you to contact the person, so you have to return it. Then the Torah, the next pasuk, says the following. Vimlo karov achicha, but if your brother, the owner of this object, is not near you, v'lo yidato, and you don't know him, right? You don't know who the owner is, or it's think in ancient times, maybe you know who it is, but there's no way for you to get to give it back to the person, right? It's let's say it's across the river, across the ocean, across the sea. And there's no way for you to practically return it to that person. So what should you do in that situation? Again, should you just forget about it? Okay, I don't know whose this is, or I know who it is, but there's no way, there's no practical way for me to be able to actually return it to that person. Says the Torah, Yesafto toch beisacha. No, you can't ignore it. You have to rather bring it into your house. You have to take it in. I don't know if you take the ox into your house, but you put it in your backyard. You got to protect it, watch over it. But Yahimchan will be with you so until your brother requests it. Because let's say the person eventually will come looking for their lost item, and when they show up, then the Torah says vashivosolo. Then you should return it to him. In other words, the first pasuk is that if you see an object and you know whose it is, and you can easily return it, you must return it. And you can't look the other way. You can't ignore it. You have to return it. The second pasuk beis, is that even if you don't know who it is, or you know who it is, but there's just, it's just practical, it's not possible for you to return it, you still have to take care of it. You still have to watch over it, and hopefully the time will come when the person will emerge, will show up, will identify themselves, and you'll be able to return the object. And again, it's presented initially regarding an ox or a sheep, but then the Torah says, "V'chein tasa l'chamaro, v'chein tasa l'simaso." Not only does this apply to animals that probably would be normally you would see around you, and kosher animals, but even to a donkey, or even l'simaso, l'simaso is like a garment, a shirt, a tie, whatever. You find that. And anything. You find a yarmulke, you find a watch, you find a phone, whatever it is. Any the Gemara talks about why is all this necessary? Why is it like, why is this worth specified the ox and then the goat and then the donkey? The Gemara talks about why all these are necessary. I'm not going to go into now. But the Torah says, bottom line, refers to any object. Any object. You're not allowed to ignore it. You can't look the other way, but rather you must return the item. Okay. Then the Torah shifts gears a little bit and pasuk dalad gets parachaf based pasuk dalad. Then it says, "Lo sires chamor achicho shiro noflim badarach." Another thing regarding your neighbor, your friends, or some person's animal. In the first case of the Torah is that it's lost. It's wandering about all by itself. This next case is that you see the donkey, and it can barely stand up. It has some like heavy burden on it. So flim baderech. And it and let's say the owner is there, but the owner himself is unable to upright the animal. Is having a lot of difficulty, with the load that's on the animal. The animal is suffering as a result. The Torah says, "Bisalam tal mehem." Again, most of bisalam tal mehem. You can't ignore it. You can't look the other way. You can't say, "I'm late for a meeting. I'm busy. I got other things I'd rather be doing right now. I'd rather go home and relax. This is going to take me a half hour to help out the situation." You can't do that. Rather, says the Torah, Hakim takim imo. You have to help you have to help that person stand up the animal, to help the animal out in this situation. Okay, so again, similar type of scenario. Here again, the animal's not lost, but the animal's with the owner, but the animal is suffering and struggling with a heavy load. The person needs your help. You have to help out. Okay, these are like very basic laws and, laws of Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, of how we're supposed to treat our fellow human being and the responsibility towards their property, right? Here it's not discussing that, I see a person, they broke their leg, ignore them and not call the doctor, call the ambulance. It's here talking about their animals, talking about their scarf, their jacket. And still, if it's someone's property or it's the animal that's suffering, you have to help out. Okay. So we've heard about this before in the Torah. This is not the first time the Torah has told us about these laws. The first time that they're presented, it's back in Parshas Mishpatim. There's a lot of parallels between Parshas Mishpatim and Parshas Ki Tzetzeh. Not everything. There's more mitzvos that are found in Parshas Ki Tzetzeh. Ki Tzetzeh has the most mitzvos of any parsha in the Torah. But a lot of these interpersonal mitzvos, Benon L'Chavero, commerce, laws are found business law and human interactions. They're found in Parshas Mishpatim as well as Ki Tzetzeh. So in Mishpatim, it's found in Parachaf Gimel and Pasuk Dalet. Says the Torah, Ki Sifka Shor Oivcha Ochamaro Toeh Hashev Tishiven Alo. It's much more concise here. But basically, it seems to be saying the same thing. If you encounter an ox of your enemy or his donkey wandering, you shall return it to him repeatedly. You should certainly return it to him. Right? Again, you see the ox or the donkey, it's wandering about. Right? It's lost. It's no one's with it. You have to return it. Next pasuk hey, kisirecha mor sonacha rovets tachas masao. You see the donkey of sonacha, stoner you hate, who, and the donkey is crouching. It's stumbling under a heavier burden. Chadalta meazov imo, and the Torah says, like, should you look the other way? No, of course you shouldn't look the other way. Azov tazov imo. Certainly you should help out. Right? Help out with the heavy burden on the animal, allow it to get up and to get back on its way. You have to assist. So it's a lot more concise here. It's not as detailed and as specific. And the Varm again talks about not only about animals, talks about simla soa, it talks about garments. Kola Veda, any lost item. And here it's more focusing on animals. But at its core, it's basically saying, you know, the same thing. What's the major difference in these two psukim? What's the major distinction in terms of how these laws are presented? So if you pay close attention, the biggest thing that jumps out at you is, I believe, is a description of the person of who you're helping. Well, so let me read it one more time. Let me read first our parsha. Let me read. I was going to read off one or two words, and then read Mishpat and Mishmos. Our parsha says, again, it's Perachav Beis Pasuk Aleph, Lo Sireh Eshor. Don't see the ox, Achicha of your brother, that's Nidachim, that's wandering. And look, and Visalanta, look the other way. So don't see the shore of Achicha of your brother. Okay, of your brother. Parsosh Mishpatim, back in Shemos, what does it say? Kisireh, when you see Chamor, the donkey of Sonacha, of your enemy. So in our Parsha, it's described as Achicha, your brother. And in Shemos and Sefer Parsha Mishpatim, it's Sonacha, it's your enemy, or Oyvecha, your enemy. So the one you hate, Oyvecha is your enemy. And in Devarim, it's all Achicha, Achicha, your brother, your brother, your brother. So, which one is it, right? Some of them are foreshim, before you even get to the difference, some of foreshim are just struggled with the fact that in Parshas Mishpatim, it refers to the person that you need to help out as your enemy. The Chazal already asked this question. Who's your enemy? You should view your another person as your enemy, as the one you hate? That's terrible. Right? And so... Like the Torah says, "Well, sisa sachicha bavecha." Now, allowed to hate your brother. So, the Gemara says it's talking about someone who's not Jewish. The Gemara doesn't think it's referring to someone who's not Jewish. So the Gemara says, "No, maybe it's someone who you're allowed to hate. Maybe it's a obed avodah zara, someone who's worshiping idols." You know, or the Gemara has one or two other possibilities of a person who's violating some other terrible terrible sin. But the Gemara is troubled. You know, From the outset, Chazal are troubled. How are we describing this individual as your enemy? It's a very harsh term. In fact, we've talked previously that in this week's parsha actually refers to someone else as your enemy. It talks about the man who has two wives, achas ahuva v'achas nuva, one you love and one you hate. Again, the question is, how can man hates his wife? One wife he hates. That's a terrible. So we've talked about in the past how to deal with that. But it's difficult. You know, we're labeling a fellow Jew as someone who you hate, your enemy. That's horrible. So that's one thing just to deal with. But then again, this discrepancy is why when these laws are repeated, does it switch the focus? We're not calling the person your enemy, and here we're calling it your brother. So. You know, some of them are foreshadowed, who sort of look at this and deal with this. So they say that the following. You know, for example, again, Parashas Mishpatim. So the Ibn Ezra, for example, Ibn Ezra says, She says the following. Get the exact words. He says that. Here. Alpha Pisha Teda Shahu Ivacha. What the Torah is doing, the Torah is giving an extreme case. It's that if it's your friend's lost object, what are you going to do? Of course you're going to return it. It's your friend. Like, you know, why would you not return it? It's your friend. You know, your friend came over for lunch and you see they left something in your house. So of course you're going to return it to them. You're friend. So the Torah says, look, even if it's someone you don't like, even if it's someone you don't care about, you don't have a relation with, it doesn't matter. You have to return the object. Some of Mefarshim say the Torah says specifically enemy in Parsha Mishpatim as an extreme. You know, if this applies to your enemy, Kol Shekein, like certainly it applies, you know, to Achicha, to your brother or to your friend, right? Now, all the more so it applies, of course, to your friend, or you know, maybe if it's your enemy. And based on what the Chazal say, it's referring to someone who, you know, worships idols, maybe you would think you don't have to return it to such a person. Maybe they're not deserving of getting these things back. They're not deserving of your kindness. The answer is no, even though they're doing something that they shouldn't, you know, they're sinning, you know, with God, they're worshiping idols. Nonetheless, you have to return their objects. That's your responsibility that you have towards another human being, even though maybe you don't necessarily agree with all the things, their behavior, their actions. So that's how they sort of deal with you know, this idea why it says achicha aizecha, your enemy. The Malbim says the following. The Malbim in his commentary on this week's parsha, again noticing this discrepancy between your enemy and your brother, he quotes the Sifri, the Medrash, who says the following. Says that, get the exact words. Yeah, he quotes the Sifri who that deals with this question, and he says that. See exact words. Here, I'll quote the Medrash itself. The Medrash says that Shemash Amar Sham Oyvecha Hu Atzma Mashkasav Po Achicha Raku Oyev Lo Shelo Kedin Raka Yetsa Hito Oiva Beinolav Chaveiro. Basically, it's the same person. You know, basically, it's your brother. Right, at the end of the day, it's your fellow Jew, it's your brother. But what happens? Sometimes the Yetzer Hara gets the best of you, right? And sometimes you have some ill will towards the other person. You know, sometimes in life, you know, you get upset at another person. Now, maybe the person did something to you. Maybe he says shehika espadoa shaso imo mariva. They started up with you. They harmed your child. They did something to really upset you and aggravate you. But you're not allowed to hate that person, right? You got to be able to take a deep breath and to work things out. And so, but you're feet not. You don't feel so good about that. But achicha, they're your brother. At the end of the day, they are your brother, and therefore you need to do the right thing and return the object to them. So in other words, again, what the Sifri is saying is that in the Mishpatim, it's just dealing with reality. Reality says we do have bad feelings towards other people. But the Torah said, at the end of the day, it's your brother, so you have to return it to them. Let me quote one more commentary, then I'll just add my own final thoughts. The Ramban in this week's Parsha picks up on this as well. And he says the following. He says that, and this is all found in the sixth parasha, it's all found in the beginning of Perek Chaf Beis. And at the very end of this discussion, Ramban says, that he says following. Why does it say here in Parshki Tetzé we're discussing your brother, and there in Shmos it talks about your enemy and the one you hate. Lemor taso imo kain v'zochor ha'achva v'tishka chasina. It's like fascinating. He says it is your enemy. It's someone you don't like, but the Torah is actually giving you advice on how to repair the relationship. You know, you can replace your relationship is do them a favor. It's perform an act of kindness towards them. Show them that you're trying to renew the relationship. You're trying to make amends. And so how can you do that? So sometimes you need to go over to them. Sometimes you need to get them flowers. Sometimes you need to invite them over for a Shabbos meal. And sometimes you may just happen to be walking along the road one day and find a lost object. And all of a sudden, you see, oh, my goodness, it's this person. We got this big fight 2 years ago. We haven't talked to them in 2 years. And at that moment, not only do you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, but you also have an opportunity perhaps to repair a relationship. Because perhaps that person, the last person that they're going to expect to return the object is the person they haven't been talking to for 2 years. But if you know, the two of you got into a fight and you show up at that person's door, you say, hey, I found this and I want to return it. It can begin to rebuild a relationship. It can begin to repair, the hurt and the pain that whatever, caused that over time. Again, the Rabban says, his language is, Tasa imo kain, do this for them, return this object. Zachor achva, remember that you're brothers, that you're friends, you're part of the same Jewish people. The tishka chasinah, forget the hatred, move past it, move on, or maybe this will help repair it. You know, in mishpatim it says the reality, yeah, you don't have a good feeling towards this person. The varmint's saying, oh, but look at it, but remember that they're your brother, and maybe this act of returning it can help renew the relationship. I like to just end off with the following suggestion. That is, that in Sefer Shemos and Parsha Mishpatim, it's the beginning of the Jewish people's journey in the desert. It's the first year in the desert. Mishpatim is at the time of Maimon Har Sinai, the giving of the Torah. And so in Mishpatim, Moshe is dealing with reality. And reality is that sometimes people do get into fights. People do, unfortunately, sometimes dislike one another, have bad feelings. Sometimes it's over nothing. Sometimes it's over something that's real. And there's a reason why you're very upset and hurt by someone else. And therefore, the Torah gives the extreme that even in those cases, you still have to return the object. Because, of course, if it's your friend or it's someone who... it's someone who you have nothing to do with, but you don't have bad feelings towards that person. Of course, you should return the object. But even your enemy, right? Which from time to time it may happen, you have to return the object, and then you can throw in the Ramban, and maybe hopefully that will help correct and repair the relationship. So yeah, just dealing with reality. But what's happening perhaps in Parshas Ki Tetzé? So this is Moshe's final speech, and the Jewish people are at the threshold. They're about to enter into the land of Israel. And Sefer Devarim is all about, we've talked about this in the past, it's all about Moshe preparing the Jewish people to enter the land. And for Moshe, one of the critical messages is that the Jewish people need to be united. They need to understand that they're one people, the B'nai Yisrael, right, the children of Israel. And they're going to have to work together. They're going to have to fight these wars against the seven nations. They're going to have to divide the land. They're going to have to create this great nation within the land of Israel. And the only way to do that is if they look at each other as achim, as brothers, as mishpacha, as family. If they're going to be relating to each other as enemies and as people you compete with and people you dislike and people who you you harbor resentment and you are revenge and ill will, you're not going to be successful. This is not gonna work out. And therefore, here the Moshe is stressing at the end of the day, it's achicha, it's your brother. That you remember who the person, it's your fellow Jew. And you know, maybe you have some bad feelings, but you gotta get past that. Right? You have to remember who you are and what your mission is. And it's a very, you know, it's an important law regarding the specific issue of Hashavas Aveda, but it's a much broader idea in terms of perspective. That sometimes, you know, we easily, understandably get caught up in the resentment and the anger and the hurt. And, you know, we drift apart and we separate. And not only do we not return lost objects, but, you know, lots of other things, you know, happen as well. And we don't talk to people for years, and we don't, you know, work together, and we create separate factions and separate groups, and that's horrible, right? That's a recipe for disaster of failure. And so Moshe here, you know, talking about specific mitzvah, is here actually giving us a profound message, leaving us off with a challenge to recognize that your fellow Jew is your brother, and you know, and this mitzvah itself is not always the easiest mitzvah. You know, if the person lives down the block, it's not a big deal to return their jacket. But if it's, let's say it's a big item, a large item, or let's say the person's away, you don't know where they are, and you have to hold on to this for, you know, who knows how long, you still have to do it. And you know what? You would do it hopefully for a family member, so you got to do it then for your fellow Jew. Right? Because at the end of the day, we're all mishpacha, we're all family. So it's a subtle difference, but it teaches us this very important lesson. Shmos deals with reality. Sometimes people, you know, we do have bad feelings. Dvarim is all about the ideal. It's recognizing that we're all in this together. We're family. We're brothers and sisters, and we need to work towards that and treat each other accordingly in order to not only, you know, do these specific things of returning objects, but hopefully creating a nation that's strong. And that ultimately sets an example not only for ourselves, but for the rest of the world. Okay, wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.